It's The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot where your functional fitness begins, and we're also brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, going to our sports line, we welcome Nick Rulowitz to the program today, head coach of the Western Panthers. Nick, thank you so much for taking time and joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I know time is precious, but I there are a few things I do want to talk about here. So far on the season, is this kind of where you thought you would be this point of the season with two wins, two losses?
Not quite. I think that everyone expected to, obviously compete against two of the more premier programs in the state of Michigan, Detroit Country Day and Lumen Christi. We have competed against them. We were hoping to win those games, and we were in position to win those games. Obviously it'd be nice to be 4-0 undefeated, or on the good side of 500, but we sit at 500 and, we're ready to move forward, and take each week of our season, week by week and continue to try to get better each week. And once again, just like last year, we were in the same boat, 2-2, start to get on a roll once we start playing our best brand of football, and hopefully at the end of the season get on a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a great game last week with Lumen. Like you said, it was a squeaker, 14-9. You hung with a great Lumen team, even though the record doesn't show it. Lumen's always a great team. But I'm looking at the week before and that 64-0 win over Battle Creek Penfield. Now, Battle Creek Penfield's not that strong, but no matter what, this level, if you're putting up 64 points, you've got a powerful offense.
It was great, that game against Penfield. All three phases worked together. Field position from special teams. Our defense was lights out. Penfield didn't even cross the 50-yard line. They set the tone early. Offensively, we executed. We ran some sets that got guys the ball in space and allowed them to make some plays. And it felt nice to have lots of people contribute. I believe we had 12 different ball carriers that game. Six different guys scored touchdowns. So true team win. And like you said, anytime you can put up 64 points, things are going well. And like I said, we just want to continue to get better. Northwest, who we have this week, is playing with a lot of confidence, and obviously our kids know their kids and vice versa, and we just want to be the best version of ourselves this week and play our best game to date come Friday.
Western football head coach Nick Rulowitz. Yeah, Northwest, they're kind of rolling this year. They're a 3-1 team at the moment, but they don't appear to have the strength of schedule that that Western has right now. So, yeah, to get that win over Northwest, what are some things that have to happen here on Friday?
Well, we've talked all week, this week, also going into today, just being the best version of ourselves. Focus on us, focus on executing in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, playing for each other, playing the Panther way. Each week we have a different saying, different word or term that we take with us throughout the week to remind us what we need to do to be 1-0 at the end of the week. And that term this week is the Panther way. Getting back to what our core values are as a program, making sure that we are doing things in practice each day in terms of effort, attitude, making great choices, playing good, hard Panther football, and doing things the right way. And I think that if we do that, then we'll be in good shape.
Talk about some of the kids on the team this year that are making a difference, that and their names, over the loudspeakers, we're hearing their names of Friday nights.
Leading our running attack has been Alex Trudell and Mitchell Williams. They both been tremendous. Mitchell had over 100 yards against Country Day and a couple touchdowns. Alex has had some big plays out of the backfield. Both of those guys are juniors. They're running the ball outstanding right now. We've had some other guys step up and contribute out of the backfield as well. Jack Laporte has had a couple games. Gibson French has had some good games. Owen St. Andre, Hunter Fullerton scored touchdowns against Penn Benfield. So we're getting contributions out of the backfield from a lot of guys. We have two quarterbacks. We utilize Caden Oliver. He normally starts our games, but then also our junior quarterback, Ty Keeler, comes in. Both of them bring very unique skill sets to the position, and we're going to continue using both of those guys at the position. They both do a nice job with what we ask them to do. The strength of our team has been the offensive line. They've done a tremendous job opening up holes for those running backs and for our quarterbacks to operate. Defensively, Landon Heavey is phenomenal. He's had double digits in tackles each of the games, multiple tackles for loss. His linebacking partner, Gibby French, has also done a great job at linebacker for us. And we have our saying for our defense is havoc. And I've been very impressed with how our defense has swarmed the ball in each of our four games so far. From a special team standpoint, Noah Berdner has done a tremendous job punting and kicking. If he can get the ball to the end zone on kickoffs, that is a huge plus for us in terms of field position and limiting big plays from our opponent. So it's been, like I said, an overall team victories this year have been overall team victories, and we want to continue that.
Coach Rulowitz, head coach of Western Panther football on the daily. Well, the rivalry game this week with Northwest, and just looking ahead on your schedule, I see Hastings on there too, and I know it's always one week at a time, but really, what do the Panthers need to do in order to get to the postseason this year?
Well, like I said, our approach the rest of this way is going to be take it one week at a time. Mm-hmm. I don't really care who we're playing that week. We want to focus on us, be the best version of ourselves, get better each week in practice, play our best game come Friday that week, and take it on as each week we want to be 1-0. And if we narrow our focus down to those few things, then I feel like each week we're going to continue to get better as a team and hopefully be in great position to challenge for a share of the league championship as well as get into the postseason and hopefully make a run.
Coach Nick Rulowitz, head coach for the Western Panthers football squad. Coach, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
It's The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.